Enjoy the love game. A lot of people practice the law of attraction. Well, practice is not really the right word. Not like people practice the piano or taekwondo or anything. More like spend a lot of time wishing, wishing for free stuff. That is essentially what the law of attraction is. Well, even that's not true. It's one thing to go out and bust your ass and make some money. The money isn't free. It does cost something. But when you do the law of attraction, you still do something to get something. But it's a lot easier to do the law of attraction. Honest money requires talking to somebody into hiring you, showing up to work on time, spending less than you make, and saving money up over time. It is honest because the costs are highly correlated to the benefits. But law of attraction money is much easier. Instead of spending the time and effort, you chant a bunch of magic words and wait for the universe to hand over the goods. But it's still kind of like honest money. The stuff you get is pretty proportional to what you do. Sitting and chanting magic words is pretty easy. So you get in proportion to what you give. But for some reason, I'm thinking about a line from Caddyshack.
I want a milkshake. I want a hamburger.
You'll get nothing and like it.
A lot of people, mostly dudes, have a kind of law of attraction but for social situations. The magic collection of words to get a lady to fall in love. The secret sequence of game elements to get her to get attracted to you. If the law of attracted people want to magic wish themselves into riches, law of attraction would-be seducers want to magic wish themselves into the holiest of holies. This suggests you can bypass the normal way to get a lady to like you, to talk to a bunch of ladies and build up your natural game of getting rejected 9 times to get that one lovely lady to go home with you, to be in a conversation that is going well but then takes a left turn and leaves you hanging and exposed, to walk across the room on the way to a cutie but having zero idea of what you are going to say even when you take in a breath to start talking. But here's the thing. You've heard the saying, the road is better than the inn, right? This is just as true in social settings. In physical work, not so much, but in building real, natural game, that's why they call it game. Not just the part where you get the number or the happy ending, but the entire process. They call it game because it is fun. Like playing games on the playground, it's fun learning, it's fun improving, it's fun falling on your face, it's fun succeeding. So what are you waiting for? Get in the game and get some. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.